Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The president of Peru was ousted by Congress and arrested on a charge of rebellion Wednesday after he sought to dissolve the legislative body and take unilateral control of the government, triggering a grave constitutional crisis. Vice President Dina Boluarte replaced Pedro Castillo and became the first female leader in the history of the republic after hours of wrangling between the legislature and the president. Boluarte, a 60-year-old lawyer, called for a political truce and the installation of a national unity government. Russian President Vladimir Putin admitted on Wednesday his army could be fighting in Ukraine for a long time. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Putin also used Wednesday's televised event to warn the West that Russia would defend itself with all means at its disposal. The risk of nuclear war is growing, Putin said, adding that Russia saw its arsenal as a means to retaliate, not to strike first.
We haven't gone mad. We understand what nuclear weapons are.
Putin has rarely discussed the longevity of the war, although he boasted in July that Russia was just getting started. For Ukrainians, after nearly 10 months of war, fears are mounting as winter sets in and airstrikes escalate.
The convicted killer of South African anti-apartheid leader Chris Hani has been released from prison in the capital Pretoria after serving more than 28 years for the 1993 murder. 69-year-old Janus Walus has been placed on parole effective Wednesday after he was discharged from the prison's hospital wing. He was actually stabbed by a fellow inmate 2 days before he was to be freed. This is VOA News. The United States has appealed a ruling that would lift asylum restrictions. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
The U.S. government says it will appeal a court ruling that would lift asylum restrictions that have become the cornerstone of border enforcement. The Homeland Security Department says it would file an appeal with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, challenging a November ruling that ordered the Biden administration to lift Trump-era restrictions. The rule first took effect on March 2020, denying migrants the right to seek asylum under U.S. and international law on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. It has been used to expel migrants more than 2.4 million times. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Taliban administration on Wednesday put to death a man accused of murder in western Afghanistan, its spokesperson said, the first officially confirmed public execution since the hardline Islamist group seized power last year. The execution was of a man accused of stabbing another man to death in 2017, a Taliban spokesperson said, adding the execution was carried out by the father of the victim who shot the man 3 times. Germany has arrested 25 people on suspicion of plotting to overthrow the government and seize power in a violent far-right coup. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Prosecutors said the group was inspired by the deep state conspiracy theories of QAnon and the Reichsbürger. Members of the Reichsbürger don't recognize the legitimacy of modern-day Germany and insist the larger Deutsche Reich still exists, despite the Nazis' defeat in World War II. A suspect who calls himself Prince Heinrich from the former royal house of Reuss was seen as the designated leader of a future state. Germany's monarchy was abolished a century ago. Prosecutors say he contacted Russian officials with plans of establishing a new order, but that there was no evidence of a positive response.
Spanish police are searching for 14 people who ran from a plane at Barcelona's airport. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The plane made an emergency landing to get assistance for a pregnant woman who allegedly simulated she was about to give birth. As the woman was getting evacuated from the plane, 27 passengers exited the aircraft without authorization and, officials say, tried to flee. Police stopped 13 of them, while the other 14 got away and remain at large. The woman, who was thought to be in labor, is under arrest after doctors at the hospital determined that, although pregnant, she was not about to give birth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British police said Wednesday they had charged a man after an egg was allegedly thrown at King Charles III during a walkabout. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.